Wellington County, the county wants more businesses to get involved in a new program that promotes bicycle tourism. Ontario by Bike, among other things, helps tourists using bicycles find the local shops and other businesses that cater to their needs. So if we are better able to connect our businesses into a network that is already supporting cycle tourists, then that brings more visitors into our town, or into our city. And it also, you know, our cycling tourists are typically higher spenders. So that economic development piece is there. And so if businesses are better able to support cycle tourists, then more revenue is generated and more investment comes into our community, said Alex Jaworowski, manager of tourism and destination development, at the City of Guelph. A business oriented toward cycle tourists can be registered as a bike-friendly business with Ontario by Bike.ca and then be placed on the website and on a map of the local area. The program was set up in the City of Guelph and Wellington County in early September. Flow State Bike Company is one business registered with the Ontario by Bike Network. They're a new business offering coffee and ice cream as well as being bike-friendly. They're located at Arkell Road and Watson Road South. The program shows cyclists the things they're looking for better than any other service. Just like any other tourist, they're looking for the things to do, places to eat, places to stay that are relevant to their interests, right? So Ontario by Bike is the leading cycle tourism resource guide in Ontario right now, Jaworowski said. If businesses fit that category of being what cyclists need, whether they offer food or are a tourist attraction, they can then register, get the Ontario by Bike's bike-friendly business designation and be listed on the website. Ontario by Bikes is the partner that we've, the City of Guelph and Wellington County, partnered with for the bike-friendly business designation. So they have some requirements for the types of businesses. Businesses like accommodation providers in campgrounds, food services providers, any tourist attractions or cycling-related businesses or organizations can apply to be listed on their website. The program is filling a need that cycle tourists can benefit from through this information and support. The goal is definitely to support the cycling tourists that we already know are here. You know, during the COVID-19 pandemic, we saw that bike sales massively increased. But we also saw that people were exploring their backyards more, Jaworowski said. There are things that a business registered with Ontario by Bike can do to be more cyclist-friendly. But it is largely up to the individual business to decide what is needed in that sense. Depending on the type of business that you are, so there are a few requirements for accommodations, like secure bike storage, or being able to bring bikes up into the room. But for the types of businesses, like tourist attractions and food and drink attractions, really that cycling information, healthy food, access to water for cyclists who are typically bringing their own water bottles and that sort of thing with them, as well as that secure bike lock close by, while they are attending the attraction or having a meal. Promoting cycling in Guelph contributes to our goals with the Transportation Master Plan but also that Race to Zero commitment that the city has. The more we're able to support cycling tourism, the cycling network, the better we're able to draw cyclists in. Jesse Gault is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.